The College Experience Week 9 DFS picks on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season continues at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with the promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet on your first deposit only at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Sean Green. Sean Green's latest comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, is now available everywhere. iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and wherever you get your comedy. So check out This Loss Hurts Us All by Sean Stacking the Money Green. Welcome to the College Experience Week 9 DFS picks. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking players tonight. That means we got the DFS God in the place to be from Raleigh, North, or not from Raleigh, currently in Raleigh, North Carolina. Give it up for the Philadelphia phenomenon, the garbage. What was that Tony Danza movie? The garbage kicking. I'm fucking this up. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be. You know what I'm talking about?
You lost me. You lost me a while ago. I have no idea. Tony Danza, garbage.
Tony Danza was in like.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, man.
Tony Danza was in like a football movie that was like straight to VHS in the 90s. And he was like a Philadelphia Eagles, and it was about garbage kicking, Philadelphia phenomenon kicking. I don't know, some shit like that. But I don't know.
So what the hell does it do with me?
I just thought it would be a good nickname, a good intro. You kind of remind me of Tony Danza. You know what I mean?
Well, I plowed a lot of ass in the 80s. Of course, that's not true. I was a little kid in the 80s.
Still possible. What was that? He was not Full House, but he was. What was that show?
Who's the Boss?
Yes. Who's the Boss? See, that's why, because you're a boss. Who's the Boss? And you're a DFS boss, buddy. All right. You see what I did there?
Tying it all together. It's come full circle. I like it.
I'm recording live from Laguna Beach. You know, look, I haven't got back to LA yet. All of Orange County's on fire. I wanted to up the stakes here and say, hey, I want to record. Orange County's on fire. I might as well get as close to the fire as possible, because this is heat that we're giving out with these DFS picks.
I like it, man. Let's do this.
All right. Now, I see Georgia Southern just tied it up. That's what I'm talking about. Actually, let me pull this guy's name. Let me do the right thing here. But Georgia Southern, I know you're on a South Alabama, buddy, but
that's right.
But I got to give a strong shout out to, where is this guy? Where is this guy set up here? We have a fan that threw a nice, I think, shout out to Tequila King 691. For betting $4,320 on Georgia Southern -3.5. I'm really pulling for you. He said he's tailing me, and if he wins, he's going to owe me a bottle. Look, buddy, I hope, go Eagles, baby. All right. what a wager.
So while we're doing shout outs here, who won last week? I believe if I remember correctly, you won the main afternoon slate and I came in second, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Who won the night slate? Let me pull that up here. Let's give a shout out to the winner of the night slate here. You know who it was? I think we gave a shout out to him either a week or two ago. It was Joel Meyer, the LSU fan, man.
Ah, shout out to Joel Meyer, man. And then LSU with the big win last week. So, you know, maybe they can do it again this week.
Chances are he probably had some LSU guys in his lineup, and that offense went off. So that's probably why, man, he beat us pretty bad too. You were in second place. He won by over 30. So geez. All right there. Okay. I see what you're doing. Okay.
but what do you think about a $4,300 wager? Did any of those guys win 4,300? Cause this guy balls to the wall, hashtag DGens only, doing it big with Georgia Southern. I really hope it works out for you.
Well, let me tell you, this game has been a boring ass punt fest. So if you're going to get any kind of excitement watching this game, you better have a lot of money riding on it. So yeah, more power to that guy. Hey man, it's tied up going into the fourth quarter. Let's see what happens.
There we go, man. Now that's a sweat for you on a nice Thursday night, you know,
just getting you ready for the weekend, getting you all oiled up for the weekend.
Okay. So let's look, DFS, the big day is Saturday, but we like to give away a Friday night DFS lineup, and we encourage anyone out there to step in and play with NC Nick and myself. We're going to I'll tweet out where to go. NC Nick will tweet out where to go. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. So if you really want to get involved with, you know, playing a couple legends and DraftKings, even if you don't want to play, if you think we're too good, you can still listen, play our lineups, and you probably win some money. So food for thought. So now we go into Friday night's action. We got, well, one of the games got canceled, which sucks, but, we do have still, I think, three games at the moment.
That is correct. You got Minnesota, Maryland. Big Ten games are now in DraftKings for the first time this year. To go along with that game, you got ECU, your boys, your Pirates. They're playing buddy. Tulsa. And we got the late game, Hawaii and Wyoming.
No. So, oh, yeah, Hawaii, Wyoming. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, so I'll start off.
Go for it. Shoot.
Look, you mentioned my Pirates. I know Tulsa's defense has been good, but we got 2 weeks to prepare. Holton Athers has had 3 weeks to prepare because he had contact tracing against the against Navy. So he's been ready. He's been wanting to play. This is a guy that not only will get you points in the air. I would like to see him not throw as many picks, but he's also got some feet. Kind of reminds me of a poor man's Tim Tebow. So give me Holton Athers at 6,300 as my quarterback.
Okay, good. I like it. We got differences right off the bat. I didn't go Holton Athers. I'm a little worried about that Tulsa defense. I think it's pretty solid. I went with a dude who lit up the stat sheet last week. This is Hawaii's quarterback, Chevin Cordiero. Not only did he pass for 229 yards, but as you mentioned, also pitching in the running game. Well, this guy ran for 116 yards and two touchdowns. I'm going to go with Hawaii's quarterback, pay up a little bit, 8.4K. Give me Cordiero.
Nice. That's a good play there. At running back, I'm going to stay with, you know, I'm an ECU guy, buddy. So I'm going to stay with my Pirates. And, you know, I always butcher this guy's name. I believe it's Rajai Harris. He's got what? 57 rushes, 330 yards, 5.8 yards a rush, three touchdowns. And they also kick him the rock outside in the backfield a couple times too. So, hey, I think at 5,200, I know Tulsa's got a good defense, but I think ECU's a little undervalued.
Are you sure Penix isn't playing?
I think Penix is playing as well, and I almost went with him too.
Okay. I see early on you're spending low, so you're saving dollars for later on in your lineup here. So I'm intrigued as who you're going to go with. Let me double down and give you both my running backs because I spent up. I went heavy running back in this slate. First off, I went to Minnesota. I got Mohamed Ibrahim. Then I went to Wyoming to get Xavier Balladay. These guys there's no timeshares in Minnesota or in Wyoming. These guys are the main back. If you look at last week, Valladay, he had 22 carries, 87 yards. I like him to find a little bit more running room against Hawaii. Historically, Hawaii's defense, especially the run defense, is weak. I think Wyoming has a better offensive output this week than they did last week. And then if you look at Minnesota here, Ibrahim, you know, even though Minnesota struggled, you know, got beat by Michigan pretty bad, he still had 140 yards and two touchdowns.
And that's
a Michigan defense.
Yeah, and that's going against Don Brown, who's arguably the best defensive coordinator in all of college football.
And they play Maryland this week. He might get that in the first half.
Well, I have those same running backs you mentioned. I have Ibrahim as the next running back, and then I have Valladay in the flex position. So we are thinking alike in the running back spots, with the exception of my Harris play from ECU. Who do you have another running back in the flex, or do you have just?
I do. In the flex spot, I went back to my Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. I think the rainbow has been dropped. No, they are still the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. Hey, I thought they dropped.
So. Good for them, man. Own it, man.
It's 2020. I went with Hawaii's running back, Miles Reed. Here's another guy who had a nice opening week. He had 21 carries for 109 yards. Once again, I don't like timeshares. He's the main running back. Wyoming's defense looked a little iffy last week. I think he's going to have a pretty good game here. He's only 6.2K, so he's kind of a mid-tier guy. He's my flex spot, Miles Reed, running back Hawaii.
All right, I like it, man. I like that play. I was actually really interested to see how many. Impressed to see how many carries Todd Graham gave him a week ago. Todd Graham's, you know, kind of got a. I mean, I guess he does some backs, but he also likes to kick the ball out some. So. It was impressive performance by Hawaii, especially actually defensively. They did force five turnovers, I believe. My wideout spot, my first wideout. Look, I'm going to go to a guy. I know Keelan Stokes is the man with 14 for 216, right? But you know, he cost a lot. So give me Sam Crawford Jr. 12 for 179. They both got the same amount of touchdowns on the season. I think East Carolina's best corner will be on Stokes, so that will free up Crawford. And East Carolina struggled with the pass defense against Georgia State and against UCF, so I think Crawford will have opportunities to score. And that's at 5,700, by the way, might I add.
So that is that your top your most expensive receiver?
That is.
Well, I have even so my receivers. If you didn't notice yet, I've spent a lot of money on running backs and my first quarterback. So receivers, I'm at 4.1K and below for all three guys.
Nice.
I'll start off with my most expensive guy at 4,100, and I'm gonna go to Greenville, North Carolina.
I have him too, man.
Son of Ricky Prohl. Blake Prohl, the little white guy in the slot. He started off the year, you know, not kind of a slow start. That's probably due to, you know, the quarterback play and having Ehlers out there for a little bit. I think in this game, I think ECU might be down. They might be passing. I expect Prohl to get a lot of passes thrown his way. It's PPR. He's going to get at least five or six catches. Blake Prohl, my top receiver.
He's on he's my third wideout. So I will give my second wideout, and I'm going to take you to a guy who's 4,200. And I look, Rashad Bateman's going to get all the big hype here. I'm going to go with a tight end. I'm going to go with Ko Kieft of Minnesota. Only two catches last week, but he did score a touchdown, and I actually think he's a really good tight end. So I think they're going to get him the rock.
Well, 4.2K is too expensive for my blood in the wide receiver position. sad as that is to say. So my next guy, my wide receiver number two, is only at 3.9K, and I'm going to actually roster a Maryland Terrapin. Did you happen to take any Terps on your team there?
Hell no, not after me taking them last week, and not after Scotty Montgomery burned my Pirates.
Well, I don't blame you, man. But let me tell you about this guy, because he led Maryland in receiving yards. Granted, it was only 42.
Well, they only had like 80. So
exactly. So we got another little white slot guy named Nick DeGennaro. Caught three balls for 42 yards. Once again, I'm just hoping to get catches here. I expect Maryland to be down big. I expect them to be throwing often, checking down underneath, get this guy some catches. Maybe he finds the end zone and get lucky. My number two receiver, the Maryland Terrapin. There's not going to be a whole lot of Terrapins rostered, I don't think. So maybe I'll go against the grain here with this little slot guy.
There you go, man. I'm assuming we have the same super flex then.
Well, actually, I have a third receiver to mention. You've already gone through your three.
Sorry.
So I'm going to go to the third option for Tulsa. This guy might sound like a baseball player, but Juan Carlos Santana
love it.
Is actually a pretty solid receiver.
Or a guitarist.
Yeah, exactly. So my cheapest guy in the Friday night slate, 3.8K. You know, I watched the game last week against USF, and he was targeted often, and he looked like a playmaker. You know, his stats for this year aren't going to blow you away, but against South Florida, he did catch two balls for 42 yards and a touchdown. Tulsa should be able to put up some points against ECU. Maybe he can find pay dirt again. Give me Juan Carlos Santana.
I like it. I like it. I like it, man. Okay. Before that's Friday night there. Be sure to hop
on. Whoa, buddy. Don't get ahead of yourself. Who's your super flex?
Oh yeah, man. I don't know what the hell. I've been in a car all day. My super flex is a guy named Tanner Morgan, where I think if you're not taking Tanner Morgan against Maryland somewhere on your roster, something's wrong with you, because he's going to light these guys after playing Michigan, arguably the best defense, you know, them or in Georgia. Then you're going to end up playing one of the worst defenses. If Northwestern can put 43 on you, it makes me wonder what Tanner Morgan can do against you.
Well, something must be wrong with me, because I do not have Tanner Morgan on my roster. Now, you make very valid points there. I'm a little worried about game script. If Minnesota's up big, they may take the air out of the ball. He may not, you know, throw much in the second half. Still in the first half, he's going to put up some points. I didn't quite have enough money for Tanner Smith for that guy. So I went with Tulsa's quarterback to pair with my Juan Carlos Santana. I went Zach Smith. He's been coming on here of late, last couple of games. I expect a pretty solid game against DCU. I had enough money to fit in my second quarterback at 7.3K. That is my Friday night lineup. I'm loving my running backs, my quarterbacks. We'll see what happens at receiver, but overall I'm feeling pretty good.
There you go, man. I like that play. I mean, I think ECU's pass defense has led up some big games to Georgia State and UCF, so perhaps Zach Smith can get off there. Let's talk Saturday. But before we go into Saturday, I want to tell you that the college experience is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Winning season means the NFL and college football are in full swing, and it's your chance to win big, guys. There's no sweeter feeling than watching your team storm back in the fourth to win the game and put cash in your pocket. Whether you're a first-time player, a veteran to the game, you know, taking underdogs or siding with the favorites, the fact is there won't be a better time to get in on all the action. Join now using our promo code SGP20, and you can grab a free, scot-free $20 wager with your first deposit to bet on anything in the sportsbook. Anything. You want to bet on Lucky Lindy in the seventh race? This is your chance. That's right. MyBookie is giving you the chance to make your first ever bet a winning one. And guess what? It's on the house. Nothing, and I mean nothing, beats NFL and college football action, and absolutely nothing beats free money. So join now and take advantage. Don't even think about it. Head over to MyBookie right now and get your stake in the game. NFL, college football. I mean, we got college basketball right around the corner. That means it's fucking winning season, people. And it begins today exclusively at mybookie.ag. Boom. Okay. Now we're back. DFS lineups Saturday, always my favorite day to do the D. Look, I have fun with the Thursdays and Fridays and Wednesdays, but you get a Saturday DFS where you got games just going on everywhere. It's great.
Great thing is, you know, you bet a handful of games, you're flipping from you know, game to game. You got some DFS going on too. You got action everywhere. It's beautiful, man. Who doesn't love college football Saturday? You know, why not play a little DFS also? If you're only betting on games, I think you're only getting half the enjoyment. We all play NFL fantasy football. You dig into college fantasy DFS. You listen to us, have a little more fun, make some more money. It's, you know, it's a win-win, right?
Bada bing, bada boom, buddy.
Hey, but before we go any further, you've been on the road. Maybe you don't even know, but as of about an hour ago, Trevor Lawrence just got COVID.
I saw that.
So, just wanted to throw that out there. This is my lineup as it is. He was not in my lineup, but I think you might want to pivot and put Travis Etienne in your lineups if you can fit him in there somewhere. I think Clemson's going to rely on the running game. I think the game may be closer, at least a little bit, without Lawrence, meaning Etienne's going to play the whole way. And he's also, you know, very dangerous out of the backfield, catching passes and screens, which he may see more of.
Well, and there's probably some decent value in DJ. I'm not going to try to pronounce this name, but he's a 5-star recruit. Yuga Galele, 12 of 19, 102 yards on the season. But this guy was a big time recruit, and I've heard he's the real deal. So perhaps you could find some value in him.
I think his price tag is only 6.8K too, so worth taking a look at, that's for sure. But all right, man, you want to do the honors here on our afternoon slate at quarterback?
Afternoon slate at quarterback. I'm gonna take a little gamble here on a guy that's pretty much, he's a serviceable quarterback, but he doesn't put up monster numbers traditionally. I'm gonna take Ian Book. I'm gonna take Ian Book at 7,000. I think Georgia Tech's defense has been, you know, kind of all over the place. So I think there's a lot of opportunity for Book to throw 3 or 4 touchdowns. I know Notre Dame's strength is the run game, but I think Book will have a very good day against a weak Georgia Tech defense.
Yeah, that defense is struggling. I see what you're doing there. My top quarterback, I went up to the big house, up to Ann Arbor, Joe Milton. I know it was just one game, but I'd say he looked pretty darn impressive in his first game as a starter. He threw for 225 and a touchdown, ran for 52 and a touchdown. Once again, that was against a pretty solid Minnesota defense. If you didn't see, Michigan State lost to Rutgers last week. I'm all about fading Michigan State. We're in agreement. The Mel Tucker hire was an awful decision.
12th highest paid coach. You believe that? 12th highest paid coach.
Who's his agent? His agent needs a raise. But, you know, the last thing I'll say about Milton is that usually you would expect a rivalry game to be close. Usually you hear Michigan State, you think maybe low scoring. Well, Michigan State blew them out last year. I think it was 44-10 or so. And they also threw for 384 yards against Michigan State last year. So I expect another 40 plus point offensive output for Michigan. I think Joe Milton is he's going to spearhead that offense. And
we've never seen that offense that good. Josh Gattis was in year one with the Michigan offense last year. He's in year two this year, and Milton, I mean, I was completely impressed with, I have never seen Harbaugh's offense looked that good while at Michigan, in my opinion.
Yeah, it almost looked, you know, like up to date with some of the other offenses and not lagging behind like we've seen Michigan the last 2 years. So yeah, you know, Michigan looking good, man. Just one game, small sample size, but I'll roll the dice with Milton.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to go to a couple of familiar running backs that I've kind of been winning cash on all year. I feel like I'm going to go with a guy who's at 7,900 in Khalil Herbert, the Kansas transfer for Virginia Tech. Take it on Louisville. I know we took someone against Louisville a couple of weeks ago. I'm trying to remember who that was that actually kind of had just an average game, but Virginia Tech coming off a bad loss to Wake. I think they're going to open up this offense against Louisville defense. That's for the most part been bad. I understand the past 2 weeks, Louisville has definitely improved some, but I still think Virginia Tech's ground attack is really, really good. Give me Khalil Herbert to have a big game against the Cardinals.
Well, you mentioned, or you at least alluded to your second running back. So why don't you go ahead and throw him out there?
Yeah. I'm going to, once again, I'm going to ride with, with the Fighting Irish. And I know, look, I want a piece of this Georgia Tech defense. Essentially, I'm going with Kyren Williams. He's got 90 rushes, 524 yards, 5.8 yards a carry, 5 scores. And that's just on the ground. They also will kick it to him outside for, you know, occasionally. He's the second leading receiver for Notre Dame yardage wise. That shows Ian Book, check down king, 10 for 156 receiving. I mean, when he's your second leading receiver, that's a value play right there, man. And I'm getting him at 7,200. I'm going heavy on the running backs here. I like their matchups.
Yeah, I like it. So we share one of the running backs, and the running back we share is the dude you just mentioned, Kyren Williams. Let me give you the last couple Georgia Tech games. Georgia Tech's opponents, Boston College, put up 48. Boston College doesn't have an offense to write home about.
They haven't put up 48 since Doug Flutie was there before that.
Exactly. Clemson put up 73. Yeah. Louisville put up 46. Syracuse's shitty offense put up 37. It makes complete sense to get pieces of the Notre Dame offense. I think they'll lean more towards the run than the pass. I don't think they'll have to pass too much. So I totally agree with Kyren Williams at 7.2K. He was actually my second running back. So my top running back, just $100 more expensive than your top guy. And I went Chuba Hubbard. Hubbard's a guy, I mean, we all knew coming into this year, he was going to be one of the best running backs in the whole country. I thought he kind of started off slow. I watched the Tulsa game. He didn't really seem to have a burst. I kind of faded him for a couple of weeks.
But you know, they didn't have Spencer Sanders, so I think the defense was just knowing that Oklahoma State was going to run the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, to build off that, his first two games, he was averaging less than 4 yards per carry. Well, since then, he ran for 145 and 2 touchdowns against Kansas. No big deal. I might be able to do that against Kansas. But then he followed that up against Iowa State with 139 yards and a touchdown. And more importantly, they play Texas this week. Texas does not play any defense whatsoever. I expect a huge game from Chuba Hubbard. 2019, last year, he ran for 120 and 2 touchdowns against the Longhorns. I expect a similar, if not even better, game this go around. So yeah, like you, I spend up for my running backs, Hubbard, Kyren Williams, feeling good about it.
Nice. I mean, I like that. You can't go wrong with those plays. You can't go wrong with those plays. At wideout for me, I'm going to go with, I'm going to take you to old Baton Rouge. All right. Where I think there might be some, look, Terrence Marshall's a complete beast. Right, but they might have found something with a little guy, a freshman guy, TJ Finley at quarterback, and I think Marshall's going to get all the attention in this Auburn game. Auburn's defense not very good to me. I'm going to go with their number two wideout. I'm going to go with Jahre Jenkins, 11 for 204. Hasn't got a score yet, but I got it coming on this week, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my column was just posted a couple hours ago, so you probably haven't seen it yet.
I have not. I actually retweeted it, but I was in the car, you know.
Yeah, no worries.
I don't want to read in the car. Make me throw up.
Right. Well, if you did read it, you would mention that I highlighted this guy as my bargain pick in the afternoon slate. You pretty much said it all. At 4.3K, you're getting a high upside. I expect him to grow his rapport with TJ Finley. And if the defense is keying on Marshall, I think that could open spots up there. He is my least expensive receiver. I'm assuming he's your least expensive receiver too.
He is my least. Yeah. He's my least expensive receiver. Correct.
Who's your most expensive receiver?
I have a tie. I have three guys at the same value, and then I have Jenkins at 4,300. So,
Well, don't bring up the flex yet. So who's your two guys that are tied?
The flex is not, I messed that up. There's two wideouts at the same price here. Those two guys, I'm going to take you. I like this LSU Auburn game. I don't trust both defenses. I'm going to go with the guy named Anthony. May the Schwartz be with you. 34 for 299 and a score. We all know Seth Williams is the main guy, which LSU probably has the best corner in the nation. Well, guess what? He's going to blanket Seth Williams. So that means Schwartz will be the top target for Bo Nix.
I like it, man. We mentioned him in our podcast last week. I had him last week. I think you had Williams, the Auburn receiver. I had Schwartz. Williams had a great game. Schwartz had a good game. And I expect him to do the same. I think that's a pretty safe pick. Was that like 4.9K or so?
Yes. And then my second guy at the same exact value, I'm going to take you. I'm staying in the SEC. I'm going to take you to Ole Miss at Vandy, I believe it is. And I'm going to go with a nice look. I know Elijah Moore's the guy, but he's too expensive, right? I'm going to go with Jonathan Mingo. Now he's only got 13 for 188, but three touchdowns, and they take a lot of shots at this guy, even if it's not completed. I've seen a lot of shots get thrown at this guy. So I like the value here. And I think Ole Miss is going to be able to move the ball in that Vandy defense, NC Nick.
I like your strategy. I see that you were going cheap on wideouts, and you're probably bulking up or beefing up running back and quarterback. So I like both those picks. It makes a lot of sense. I think they'll have solid games. All right. So we mentioned my one receiver. He's my cheapest receiver, and that was Jeray Jenkins. My most expensive receiver. I'm going back to the Michigan State game. For whatever reason, I found myself with a few guys from this game. This time it'll be on the opposite side, on the green and white, Michigan State, their top receiver, Jaden Reed. He's a transfer from Western Michigan. He sat out last year. Back in 2018, he had about 800 yards, 8 touchdowns.
Nice.
He exploded last week. He's only 6.3K. Last week against Rutgers, he caught 11 balls, 128 yards, and 2 touchdowns. It certainly appears that he's Rocky Lombardi's top target. And by the way, is that the best football name ever or what?
Rocky Lombardi. I mean, that guy should be having sex with every woman in the state of Michigan, the whole country, All right. I mean, what a name.
Why limit it to America? He should go to be able to go to France and just, plow through the towns.
I'll be honest. Voting day is what, a couple days away. Rocky Lombardi has my vote. No,
dude.
What's that?
He might have a future in politics. Who wouldn't vote for Rocky Lombardi? Come on, man.
Are you at all?
So anyway,
are you at all concerned that the Wolverine defense and Don Brown going up against the Michigan State offense that really struggled against Rutgers?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why Sparty is a 24.5-point dog. I am concerned, but if Michigan State is losing, which they probably will be, they're going to have to pass the ball, that you're going to get garbage fantasy points. So yeah, I definitely see that angle, but, I think, he can have a good game even if Sparty doesn't come anywhere near winning. And that's what it's all about, man. I think, that first week, 11 for 128, 2 touchdowns. I'll take my chances at only 6.3K. If I'm right, next week and the following weeks, you're going to see this guy over 7K, 7,500. So I'm trying to get in early on Jaden Reed. I realize he's only played one game for Michigan State. So once again, kind of like, the quarterback for Michigan, it's a small sample size, but I'm going to roll the dice here. I think, at this price tag, it's worth the gamble. So that was my long-winded explanation about my second receiver. My last receiver is in the same ball game on the other side.
Who are you going with?
That is Ronnie Bell. That is Michigan's top receiver. He's only 5.3K here. I think that's a little cheap. I don't know why he's priced so low. Last week against Minnesota, 4 catches, 74 yards. Solid game, nothing to get too crazy excited about. But what if I told you last year against Michigan State, he caught 9 balls for 150 yards. I think this offense is just going to get better. I think Ronnie Bell is the top target for Joe Milton, and I expect a big game. So give me Ronnie Bell.
I like it. I like it, man. Are you done with your wideouts now?
Yes, we're on flex.
I'm going to stay in that game. Here's a great segue. I know this guy for only got four rushes, which concerns me a little bit, but he averaged 17 and a half yards a rush. And I'm talking about Zach Charbonnet, 4 for 70 and a score. I actually think he's the best running back on this team, but I know Haskins had a big game too. So, but I think they're going to have some opportunities here, to really get some touchdowns. I expect Lombardi. I'm sorry, buddy. I expect a turnover or two, maybe three. And I think Michigan rolls here. Give me Charbonnet.
Yeah, good pick. Hey, quick score update. Georgia Southern up 24-17, but the Jaguars from South Alabama are driving.
Man,
close here.
And there's only a minute left from what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing a fourth and eight. I'm seeing a fourth and eight from my phone here.
Exactly.
The sweat is real.
So my flex, before we derail this podcast with live updates, which won't be live once you're listening to this.
Hey, there's $4,300 on the line.
Yeah, it's worth it. So, my flex spot didn't have a whole lot of money to spend. So I went down to the Ole Miss and Vandy game, 4.3K. Give me the running back Snoop Connor for the Ole Miss Rebels. We all know about Jerion Eagley. He's the top dog there. But Connor is still averaging
4.5 a rush. He's got 65 rushes, 294 yards, four scores, and that's on the ground. They also will kick it to him out of the backfield. Got six catches on the season, and that's a great value for a guy who's not the number one, essentially.
Yeah, against Alabama, he ran for 128 and two touchdowns, you know, and they're playing Vandy this week. Vandy is letting up over 200 yards per game on the ground. So I think both of the Rebel running backs can produce here at 4,300. I like Snoop Connor. I think it's a bargain with a pretty high upside.
I actually love that play. I love that play. Superflex time, right?
Superflex time. What you got, man?
I am going to take you to that same game that you were in. I like these segues because you start out with the game that I have a player in. I'm going to go Matt Corral. I'm going to die hard. I went with him last time and he burned me against Arkansas. I'm going to double up here and say he's going to have a big game against Vandy. Give me Matt Corral.
I like it. I think he's in store for a bounce back game. Unfortunately, I could not afford him. I only had 6,600 left in my super flex. I'm going to grab my second quarterback. We mentioned him earlier, and that is the Oklahoma State Cowboy quarterback, Spencer Sanders. We mentioned he was hurt in the first half against Tulsa in the opening game, missed a couple games, came back last week against Iowa State.
I was at that game, buddy.
Yeah, man. How'd he look in person?
He looked good, man. I mean, he can scramble, he can run and creep, you know, he create a lot of opportunities with his legs, whether it's him just running for a 20 yard scramble or perhaps buying time back there on a blitz and then, you know, eluding the rush and throwing a deep ball or two. So I like that play. And Texas's defense been a complete fucking nightmare this year. So, I think that's a solid play.
Yeah, exactly.
How much was he?
He was 6,600.
Okay. There you go.
You mentioned Texas isn't playing any defense. With the exception of last week against Baylor, Big 12 opponents were averaging over 45 points a game versus Texas. now, you know, two of their games went into overtime. So take that with a grain of salt.
Still, Herman.
The point is.
Yeah. Yeah. Herman's season's. I've heard rumblings that he's already fired. They just haven't announced it yet.
And I know the top quarterback recruit in the country just decommitted from Texas.
Yeah, I think so. A couple other players did too. So pretty crazy.
What that leads you to believe the coach is a goner. I wouldn't be surprised if the Longhorns basically quit on this year. Expect a big game from Oklahoma State in that offense.
Georgia Southern, buddy. I'm sorry, we just keep doing these live updates. People are going to be wondering, like, why do I care about this? Because we care because our guy. Shout out to DGen Tequila King 69. I think he's going to cash it in. Still a minute left, but maybe I don't jinx him here. But
hey, you can't get wrong with Tequila King 69. I mean, come on, man.
Is that an ex-girlfriend of mine?
well, if your ex-girlfriend goes by a handle that includes King, then I'm not sure what's going on in your life.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. So what, we got night slate now, right?
Yes, we do. Let me pull that up.
Yes, buddy. I'm excited about my, I actually think if I liked all my, out of all of them, I think I liked my night slate the best.
Yeah. You know what? And this is the first night slate where we've had more bigger games. If that makes sense, you know, last couple of weeks, the night slate, you'd have two or three, you know, big primetime games, and then two or three lower caliber, you know, mid major ish type games. Well, we got a pretty good slate in the night, you know, in the night range here. So let's get to it, man. What you got?
Well, actually, before we get to it, let me get us paid here. The college experience is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Yes, come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. The response of SGP listeners for Thrive Fantasy has been amazing, so you want to check it out. You want to get in here. They're giving away, they gave away $1,000 free roll last Thursday. All right. So just get in there with Thrive. You can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus only on the top tier athletes that have had the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the 20 available player props to build your lineup. If it's PGA, MLB, esports, you choose 5 out of the 10 available player props to build your lineup. And each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit. And you hit the most props and rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. That's simple. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit. And that has a 4x rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy at the App Store or Google Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And don't forget the promo code SGP. All righty. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to hit you with one that I was glad to see this guy. I mean, no disrespect to Alan Bowman, but Henry Columbi, Columbia, okay. Utah State transfer coming in, won the starting job about, I think, a week or two ago. Got him on the schneid, beat West Virginia last week. He's 62 of 82, completing 76% of his passes. Granted, only 6.4 yards of completion, but still 76% is pretty amazing. 4 touchdowns, 1 pick on the season. And also, this kid can run a little bit. 25 for 91 and a score on the ground. And like I said, the stats, if they're not jaw dropping, it's because he wasn't playing for a while. He's just won the starting job recently. So I know Oklahoma's defense has had a nice outing against TCU, but I still think Texas Tech, it's in Lubbock. They do actually have fans there. And I think Columbi is going to have his chance to really get some yards going here against Lincoln Riley and company.
I like it off the beaten path, you know, saving a few bucks,
6,900, only 6,900, man.
I did not follow that same strategy. I paid up 8.5K for Justin Fields. It may be the chalk play of the week, but he's one of the top playmakers in the country. I think in this primetime game, Ohio State is going to be out to prove a point. I think they're still pissed off about losing to Clemson in the playoffs and those bogus calls.
Yeah. Those
I'm no Ohio State fan. I'm not a Buckeye fan, but I think this offense is about to go off, and that all starts and ends with the quarterback, Justin Fields, through the air, on the ground, you name it.
Thank you.
He's my top quarterback.
No, I mean, and thank you for calling out those horrible play calls. Although one can only wonder if they got some breaks with Nebraska's ejections on just normal tackles. Maybe they were makeup calls from that Clemson game. That Clemson game was horribly reffed. So yeah, 100% like that play. Obviously, you can't go wrong with the guy who might be the first pick in the draft. And okay, I'm going to take you to running back here. I'm going to take you to a team that is, I think, is under the radar. And I actually think, you know, call me crazy here, I think this team might be, if you want to look at double digit dogs that could potentially win this week, I think Missouri might be able to play with Florida, dude. Florida's defense has been horrible. They just fired Grantham. They had a bunch of players out with COVID, including their coach. Missouri's got a running back named Larry Roundtree III. right? This kid's a stud. 87 for 396, 4.6 yards a rush, three touchdowns. And I mean, the closest guy to him on with carries is 28. So he is the real bread and butter of this offense. Yeah, they give him a couple of receptions also, but Florida's defense has been horrible. If you remember what Isaiah Spiller did to Florida, he ran all over Florida. So I expect Larry Roundtree and Eli Drinkwitz doing a good job with Missouri in year one. I think there's value here with Roundtree at just 6,100.
Yeah, I like it. Well, you know, I see once again, you're saving some money here. Yeah. I don't know if Missouri's going to win that game, but I think they will at least cover. You mentioned the lack of defense for Florida, so it makes sense to roster Missouri Tigers. And the best thing about that is that Missouri Tigers are pretty damn cheap this week. Nobody really knows these guys. So I see what you're doing there. That was what, 6.2K you said?
6.1.
Okay. So my first running back is just a couple hundred dollars more expensive. At 6.4K, I'm going to take TJ Pledger from the Oklahoma Sooners. It seems to me like he is running away with this backfield. It started as kind of a committee approach. Last week against TCU, he had 22 carries for 122 yards and a touchdown. He more than doubled the amount of carries from the second running back, McGowan. I expect a big game here. Texas Tech, they don't play much defense either. It must be something about the Texas schools this year. I don't know. But, you know, I want pieces of this Oklahoma offense. I expect another game where Pledger exceeds the century mark, finds the end zone at least once. I think he's a good bargain at 6.4K.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, Texas Tech's defense has just been, I mean, it's been what it's been for a while now. You can't go wrong with that play. I hate that I'm agreeing with you on everything, but you can't go wrong with that play. Any running back going against Texas Tech, you can't say, well, that's a dumb play. No, it's not. It's not. So, all right. But my other running back, I'm going to stay. I got a lot of SEC players going this week, NC Nick. And look, I know I am a big supporter of Barry Odom in Arkansas, and I like Arkansas with the points. But I still expect Isaiah Spiller behind this veteran O-line to get things done. I think he's their whole team. I mean, Mond is all right, but if Spiller doesn't work, A&M ain't winning anything. 64 for 430 on the season, 6.7 yards a rush, four scores on that's just on the ground. They also kick it to him out of the backfield a couple times. Isaiah Spiller, that's my workhorse there at 6,300 as my next running back. Now he is questionable, so monitor that, but I think he's going to play. Because if he doesn't play, they lose.
Yeah, I was about to mention that his, you know, his injury status right now. The great thing about him is that if you're paying attention, you know, up until kickoff, and if you do get word that he's not playing, go with the backup Smith. You can save a few bucks as he's cheaper,
go with the Arkansas Razorbacks then.
Yeah, good point. I'm going to go Arkansas anyway, so yeah, I hear you. All right. So my second running back is actually, you know, my most expensive guy, and I'm going to go, right down the road from where I live here. I'm going to go up to Chapel Hill. I can't get off this dude, Javonte Williams. He's just a freaking playmaker, man. He's a threat to take it to the house and find pay dirt every time he touches the ball. His last three games, get this, 160 yards, 119 yards, 169 yards, seven total touchdowns.
Jeez.
They're playing the UVA defense. UVA is struggling right now. I don't see any way this guy doesn't go off and have another big game. He's 8.4K. I'm sorry, 8.2K. He's expensive, but he's worth it. Javonte Williams.
Yeah, I had Michael Carter, I think last week or the week before. And I mean, both those guys are just complete studs. They have like two better backs than almost everybody in the nation has as regular backs. So,
yeah. I remember talking about this on the podcast with you last week. Because last week you went Carter, I went Williams. They both had good games. You know, Williams ended up outscoring Carter, but he was also almost 2K more expensive. So you could go either Tar Heel running back, go with the dude who might score more, or go with the cheaper option to spend elsewhere. Your call. I'm going to go Williams though.
Yeah. I like it. I like that play. Okay, so those are. Do you have a third running back, or are you going wide out on the flex?
Let's see here. My flex is a third running back, actually.
Do tell.
Okay, he's cheap. If you go down all the way to flex, I didn't have a whole lot of money to spend. But I mentioned that I'm all about the Ohio State Buckeyes this week. And if I'm going to get, you know, one of their two-headed monster as far as their committee approach, if I can get Trey Sermon at only 3.8K, he had almost exactly the same amount of carries as Master Teague last week.
Mm-hmm.
Teague found the end zone twice. So maybe this is Sermon's week to, you know, to cross that goal line. The Ohio State offense, I want pieces. If I can get somebody this cheap, usually my philosophy is with these really cheap guys, you don't have a whole lot of money to spend. At least get someone on a productive offense, and the Buckeye offense will be productive. I think Sermon can have a decent game for such a low price.
Yeah, I'm with you. Oklahoma transfer. Okay, well, I don't have a running back in the flex. The rest of mine are wideouts. I went heavy on the wideouts for the first time, I think, in a while in college football DFS. And I'm going to start you out. I'll just go with I'll start out with just my first wideout, and then we'll go from there. Right. I'm going to take you to a guy that I've been playing the past couple weeks, and really a couple guys in this game. So I'll cover both of these wideouts right now. I'm going to take you to Tyler Page getting 4,200. That's a cheap bargain for Tyler Page, 17 for 171. Still hasn't scored. Like to see him score this week against Navy, who hasn't been great against the air raid that Houston just had. So, you know, SMU runs the air raid as well. So I expect them to be able to put up some yardage. And then also in my flex, I have Rashee Rice, who's been an absolute stud for me, Nick. This guy, 29 for 475 and two touchdowns. You know, we all wondered when Reggie Roberson went down, who's going to step up. It's clearly been Rice with a little bit of Tyler Page and Danny Gray as well. But Rice has just been an animal lately. So I think that's a great value player. I'm getting Rice at 7,100. So he has, his price has gone up in recent weeks, but I still think against Navy, who clearly has shown they've struggled against the air raid team. So give me Rice. Those are my two SMU wideouts. So give me two of your wideouts.
Doubling down on the Mustang wideouts, huh? Okay, I like it. Yeah, hey man, you know they always put up points. I'm worried a little bit about they play Navy this week, right?
Yeah, they play.
So I'm a little worried about Navy kind of milk the clock.
That's true. It's a good angle. That's a good point. But my angle was like Houston aired it out against them last week and had success scoring the ball. So why can't SMU? They run. I mean, Dana Holgorsen and Sonny Dykes are both Mike Leach proteges, run exactly the same offense for the most part. So, but I get your point. That is a strong, that is a nice thing I didn't even consider.
Yeah. But you know, the way SMU uses a short passing game, it's almost like a running game. So yeah, I mean, those guys are almost, you know, matchup proof, if you will. So yeah, they'll have solid games. All right, my top two receivers, I only have three of them. My most expensive guy was 6.6K, and that's down in Gainesville, Florida. That's Kyle Pitts, the big man, the tight end.
Hey, he's on my team too, buddy. There we go.
There we go.
He's questionable, but I think he's going to play. Monitor that.
Same here. I think exactly. I think if the game was last weekend, he might not have played, but he gets the extra week due to COVID, you know, to rest. So he's Trask's favorite target, especially in the red zone. He's a, you know, a total touchdown machine, 7 touchdowns in 3 games. We know the Florida offense, there's no stopping it. You know, they may not be able to play a lick of defense, but they can certainly move the ball and put up points on the scoreboard. Give me Kyle Pitts as my top receiver slash tight end. That my second guy was just a few hundred bucks less expensive. And then we're going to go back to the Ohio State Buckeyes. I actually have 3 Buckeyes on my night lineup here, which is kind of disgusting, you know, since nobody likes Ohio State. But Garrett Wilson, he's a sophomore. He was the number one wide receiver recruit from a year ago. Freshman year was just mediocre. But last week he caught 7 balls for 129 yards and a touchdown.
Well, and another great reason why this might be a really good play, guys, is Olave might not play.
Exactly. Exactly. The other receiver who caught 6 for 104 last week is currently questionable. So if Olave does, I mean, even if he, I think the offense is going to, you know, get enough yardage and points where both receivers can have solid games. But if Olave doesn't play, that just means more targets for Wilson. So at 6.3K, give me Garrett Wilson. Those are my two top receivers. While I'm at it, why don't I give you my lowest receiver?
Yeah, do it. Shoot, buddy.
And we mentioned the lack of defense in Gainesville, Florida this year. So I'm going to go the wide receiver one on Missouri. This dude is only 4.3K. He leads the Tigers with 19 catches and 216 yards. His name is Jalen Knox. He's more of a possession receiver, has yet to score a touchdown. So I think he's due for some positive regression
there. Well, thankfully he's playing Florida, so that touchdown's probably coming.
I think everybody on the Missouri offense is going to score here.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, hopefully he can find the end zone at least once. I think for 4.3K to get a team's leading receiver against a bad defense, I think that's a good price. Yeah, I want to go Jalen Knox here as my third receiver.
I like it. Okay, my last wideout before we get to the super flex. Look, you guys should know me if you're a longtime college experience listener. You can't have a guy named Rambo on the DraftKings lineup and expect me not to take him. All right, Rocky Lombardi's a great name, but there's only one name that's probably better, and that's John J. Rambo, or perhaps in this case Charleston Rambo, because look, this guy, Oklahoma's going to put up yards against Texas Tech. All right, that's a guarantee. You heard it here first. Lincoln Riley's going to get that, and they can't afford a loss. They need to be sharp. Now I know Marvin Mims is a complete beast with 19 catches. But Rambo's right behind him with 17 and two scores. Mims probably getting a little bit deeper looks. He's getting 17.3 yards a catch while Rambo's getting 12.7. But still, against Texas Tech, trust me, there's going to be open receivers all over the field. Even Weiss and Bob Stoops, some Drake Stoops will get some looks. But I think Rambo, God may, you know, come on. God didn't make Rambo, Nick.
I love it.
Pick Dundee did. All right.
Hey, I'm not sure who would be president and who would be VP, but if there was a Lombardi Rambo ticket or a Rambo Lombardi ticket,
yeah,
hey man, you got my vote. So
I don't even care about Yeah, exactly. It's like you could just show me the flyer in someone's front yard, and I'd be like, they have my vote. You don't even know their politics, well, Colby. I don't care.
it couldn't be worse than these two clowns we got going anyway. So, but we won't talk about that because I have my super flex guy. I went back and forth here. I thought about taking the Missouri quarterback due to the matchup, but I had a few extra bucks. So I chose a guy who Dabo Sweeney said it reminds him of a young Steve Young.
Brennan Armstrong,
the lefty from UVA, quarterback Brennan Armstrong. He was injured a couple weeks ago against NC State, came back against Miami last week. Against Miami, he threw for two touchdowns, ran for 91 yards. He's a dual threat. He's going to, you know, I think, you know, UVA is going to need to keep pace with UNC this week. They're going to have to get aggressive on offense. And I think Brennan Armstrong's in store for a pretty good game here.
Interesting. Going with the young Steve Young. All right. Before I give mine away, I just realized that I was supposed to cut you off and read our last sponsor, the fantastic people over at Ace Per Head. Yes, the college experience is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book, but perhaps you don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and have some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP, baby. Okay, my last guy. Super flex.
Last but not least, who is it?
I'm staying with Look, if Rambo's catching the balls, Colonel Troutman of my roster then is going to be one Spencer Rattler. He had a much better game last week. Texas Tech's got a horrible defense. So Rattler 105 for one of 151, 1500 yards already, 10 yards a completion, 15 touchdowns, five picks. And he's getting better with every week. And he also, you know, he's not your traditional running quarterback, but he does have two rushing touchdowns. So against Texas Tech, I don't like you with the running back, Nick. I'll take whatever quarterback's going up against Texas Tech for some points. So,
and we shouldn't be surprised that a Lincoln Riley quarterback, you know, is making progress and playing better every game. You know, the guy had never started before. He hardly got any snaps before. So a few struggles out of the gate should have been expected. He is coming around. I see your angle there. I can't argue with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there we go. Join us on the DFS. Like I said, NC Nick writing a great article at sportsgamblingpodcast.com with his DFS picks. He writes great articles, all not only DFS, a bunch of different stuff, but check out his DFS article. It's very good. And he does it every week. Sportsgamblingpodcast.com guys. Another thing is I'm giving away a party belt. I have a D-Gen SGPN D-Gen's only party belt with two beer holders. I'm going to give away to one fan that sends me the best party video. Get creative, get Ric Flair on us. Come on now. And that's going to be for free. Just tag me at the Colby D on Twitter and to submit. But also if you could give us a 5-star iTunes review, the guys, that's all we really ask for. I don't want your money, right? I want you to just go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. Sponsors look at the iTunes comments. They say, hey, people like these idiots. Here's some cash. And that's how we get paid, guys. So if you could do that, that would be very kind. And if you do that, I will enter you in a raffle to win some SGP or college experience merch. And I'll put it like this. We'll end up getting you something. All right. Just be patient and we'll get you something. If you do leave the 5-star review, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter. That's how you submit essentially. But yes, I am the Colby D on Twitter, NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Check out his stuff. Great stuff. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C 831, picking every single Division I college football and college basketball game for 3+ years. Now college basketball right around the corner. We just did an ACC preview. I think we got the Big Ten coming up next, NC Nick. Here we go. Anything else you want to say before you get out of here?
College football DFS. Let's do this.
There you go. Excited. Join once again, Nick will tweet out something and I'll retweet it. Join us, play against us, have fun. Or just if you want to listen for the lineups and play against your neighborhood friends and steal their lunch money. Doesn't matter. All works out in the end, but yeah, check us out. And if you're wondering, the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Make sure you give them a follow. All right. This is the College Experience Week 9 DFS lineup style. Can't wait for the rest of this weekend. We got some big time games. Let's do this. You better start thinking about yours, and we out.